Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. Well, right now, I'm waiting on the guests and I'm waiting on Ms. J to call in. She did sent me a text stating that she was at the hospital. So just bear with us today. And she definitely gonna be calling in pretty soon. But anyway, I'm gonna continue with the show. I'm gonna start off by talking to you all about Uplifting Communities. Uplifting Communities is a very, very important subject. Okay, and we all have to come together as a unit, as one unit, and start uplifting our communities. Now, I do have some callers online, and if you guys want to join the conversation with me until Ms. J call in, well, then you're more than welcome to do that. Okay, but the show will go on, and if I know she's going through some tragic right now, and if she don't call in within 15 minutes, well, then I'm going to go ahead on and stop the show. But I definitely want to give her that respect to call in within 15 minutes. Okay? So, matter of fact, I think that's her right here.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Hello, Ms. J. You okay?
Yes. Crazy afternoon. All right.
Oh.
My grandmother had to go to the hospital, and I had to run it. They called me at the last minute to release her at the last minute.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I had to
is she okay?
Hospital. Yeah, she had a, you know, old people can't get UTIs. You know how they get UTIs as they get older? So she had a bad one. Yeah, so I got her on an IV for a couple of days, and I thought they was going to release her tomorrow, but it was actually today. So I apologize for both.
But no, don't worry about it. I mean, things happen, you know?
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about that. This is only a talk show. I mean, you know, things happen, and that's just the way it is, you know? And,
I appreciate
it. Yeah, don't worry about that. I knew that you was going to do your best to try to call in, but don't even worry about that. What about Robert?
I called Robert. He didn't call back? Hold on. Oh, Jesus. I put call in. Let me call him on the cell phone again.
Yeah. Well, don't feel bad. That last week it was a
call in. Leave it to me. You don't see no 757 numbers?
No, no, he's not on. He might be trying to call in some on another number.
Well, he just gave me the number Tuesday, so he knows it's a show. I said, call in 10 minutes there. I said, thank you. And I said, blessings. He said, okay.
It's all right. So, yeah, everybody, just bear with us for
Please leave your message.
Are we started?
Yes, we're already started.
Hey, Robert.
We're on air. They got people listening in. But we have a caller. But the show must continue. Well, anyway, Robert, the reason why we wanted to bring him on the show because he had a son that was born with heart defects. And there's so many of people, you know, especially African Americans, kids that's born with some type of ailment, especially with heart problems. And Ms. J did the research, you know, on that. So if Ms. J wouldn't mind taking the pleasure on explaining to the audience about what's going on, you know, in the health in the healthcare industry with people born in with heart disease.
Sure. What we did was I did a research. When, first, I saw his video go. He had a video about his son go viral when he initially had his surgery. And so a while back, he wanted to come on the show and talk about it. We just had other guests, so I finally got a date for him. But what I found out about it is that I didn't realize how much it affected the black community. And, you know, a lot of times we think certain diseases, you know, certain ailments or whatever do not affect us. You know, we always think about other races. However, they do affect us. And in my research, I found out that the percentage, you know, are pretty high. Almost half of African-American or black women and almost, you know, like 44 of black men, 44% of black men, you know, have congenital heart defects. And then my other research showed that about 40,000 black babies are born within a year. So I found that astonishing due to the fact that it is such a subject that we don't talk about a lot. We don't talk a lot about heart disease and how it affects us as a community. And so I thought it would be a great subject, and you know, considering that it is a ongoing, you know, problem for us, and we just don't talk about it. So I wanted to, you know, talk about it a little bit. And I know that, you know, we got to work on our eating habits and things like that, but a lot of times it is strictly just our bodies. You know, it's not necessarily something we inherited or, you know, or we got it from our mama, you know how we say it, but it is actually something that we are, you know, it just happens. I was shocked to know that how many babies were born with it. That was my biggest shock. 40,000 babies a year is a lot of babies.
Mm-hmm. And you know one thing, Ms. J, you 100% right, you know, because if I can really go back, you know, a lot of my family members, you know, passed away because they have heart problems. A lot of my family members have heart problems now, you know, and that's something that we don't never bring to the light. You know, we bring every, like, cancer. We know that cancer is a big problem in the black communities. We know that high blood pressure and, you know, diabetes and things of that nature. But we don't never talk about the heart, how important that is. Because without the heart, we can't live.
Yeah, really.
You know?
But, you know, and I think it's, too, about us learning better eating habits and learning how to take care of ourselves better. I think that is something that we really have to work on as a community. I mean, I know we all love soul food. You love soul food. I love soul food. We all love soul food. But, you know, I just really think that when we think about what we put in our heart, in our bodies, it does affect us. You know, you know, we have to be more conscious about what we eat, you know, because we are, you know, cardiovascular diseases are major for our community. And, you know, like, I say between the, let's say, black, say, non-blacks or Hispanics, like I said, they have 44% of men and 48% of women. Okay, that's a lot of
death.
That's
a lot. That is a lot. What is it? Is a little over 40 million black people in the United States? Okay, so you just think about it, man, 48%. That's almost 48%. That's almost 20 million. That's a lot of people. Is
a lot
around,
of people.
Yes, with heart disease. You know, man, you know, that is really, really a big number. But anyway, we got a caller. You know, he want to join the conversation, you know.
Sure.
Let's let him in. Okay, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles,
hey,
Louisiana.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey,
what's going on, Mr. John? Ms. J, how you all?
We're doing great. How are you
doing?
Fine. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm listening in on you all's conversation there. And you're right, man. You know, we suffer. You know, we have some very bad eating habits. and it really affects us in the long run. And you know, we need to try and get back to eating healthy. You know, I googled up some stuff the other day, and it was about bread. You know, bread itself. You know,
right.
Once we eat it and stuff, you know, our body stores that thing and turns it into sugar. And man, a lot of us suffer with diabetes and all these things. And man, I recall coming up, man, that's all we ate was bread. You know,
yeah,
we had sandwiches here, sandwiches there, and hot dogs here, and all of them go with bread. And so and it takes its toll after a while, you know. But I noticed too, Mr. John and Ms. J, you know, another thing we deal with too, man, you know, is investments. You know, we're not too keen on investing our funds, you know, in ourselves, neither our children. So these are two places where we really struggle with healthy eating and investing for the future.
Yeah,
well, we need to invest in our bodies, though. We need to take the time to, like, I know a lot of people don't like spending a lot of money when it comes to their health. Like, oh, that's too expensive, or that costs too much. Or, you know, we have a lot of reasons why we don't invest in our health. And we really need to invest more into our health as well.
But one thing, and I agree with you, you know, but sometimes people just don't have the money. You know,
but you can walk
a block.
That's free. Walking is free. We don't have to, you know, not necessarily money, but you got to invest time in yourself. You can walk around your block. That's free.
Yeah, that's true, too. What I'm talking about, I was talking about, you know, going to see a therapist or going to the doctor and stuff because, you know, like a lot of people, you know, they don't have health care. They can go see the doctor and it might be free. But now you got to deal with the medicine. And I know people right now paying over $100 for a prescription that's 30-day prescription and they paying over $100 and they got a discount. But this is a medicine that they have to take and they on SSI.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And they're struggling. They can't afford it. What it is that they're supposed to take it every day, you know, but they have to take it every 2 days, you know, to make it last for at least 2 months.
Yeah, they stretching their medicine. I saw a show about that a lot of people are actually ordering their medicine from Canada and different places like that because locally it is so expensive, you know.
Yeah,
and you're right. There is some glitches in there, but overall, you can get vegetables pretty cheap at Walmart. You can get fruit pretty cheap at Walmart if you got a Walmart in your area. And I think that's another problem that a lot of the poorer communities don't have. A grocery store like that, or a little mom and pop store that sells vegetables and sells, you know, healthy stuff. There's always a lot of junk food. You know, you got sodas.
Right.
Everybody got sodas and chips. I don't care where you live. You know, there's sodas. You know, but we need to, like, really, and those who can't afford it, really need to invest in it. And then, as a community, maybe start demanding some of these stores that are in our community have fresh produce, have fresh vegetables. You know, we have a choice who we give our money to. And if
we
stop investing in their future and start investing in ours, that is another avenue we can go. Because, you know, who was it? Not too long ago, I think we had someone on the show, and it was a celebrity that opened some mom-and-pop stores in New Orleans. I can't think of his name right now. Because there were a lack of fresh produce, you know, fresh vegetables. And he just opened a couple little stores. But those little stores make a difference. So when you got all these liquor stores, say, hey, dude, you know, why don't you think about having a fruit stand out here and get some vegetables out here? You know, we're investing in you. Can you invest in us? I mean, we also have to speak up.
That's true. You're right about that because, you know, if you take notice, especially in the black communities, in California, you lived in California, Ms. J, and you know, like in a lot of in our communities or our neighborhoods, let's say our neighborhoods, well, we have these little, you know, mom and pop stores where we can go and buy, you know, bread and things like that, you know. But there's never no vegetables up in there. It's always beer, alcohol, cigarettes, you know, candy, potato chip. They have bread in there, you know, and sometimes the bread be old. There's never no no vegetables. And like you say, Ms. J, we got to start speaking up. But, you know, I wanted to ask both of you and Tommy a question, since Tommy going to be on air with us. So I wanted to ask both of you guys a question. Explain to the audience, is heart defects, is that hereditary or is that just from, you know, from bad eating? Or explain to the audience what it really is.
Well, Ms. J, we're going to ask you to go first.
Okay, no problem. I did my research. Well, what I found out when I was doing my research about the babies, because I was going to mostly talk about kids because his son infected. A lot of times it's something that's in the mom that, you know, like if the mother has high blood pressure, this is what the research say. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not a doctor. Or they're having some type of ailment while pregnant, a lot of times it affects the babies. You figure one out of 100 babies are born with congenital heart failure. Defect. So you think about that. So that's a lot of babies when you add it up. And the African-American community, that's 40,000. So you think if we're not eating correctly as moms, I think some of this is genetically passed down, according to the research that I got. Now, as we get older, we cause it on ourselves by our behavior, our eating behavior, about, you know, the things that we don't walk, we don't, you know, exercise. We're so busy living we're so busy existing that we're not living. Like, we're not living in the fact that we're not being proactive in taking care of our bodies for later on. We're only living for that moment. And I think a lot of times in our community, we are just in that moment. We don't think about when I get 50 or when I get 60 or when I get 70. Right. We're just trying to get past 30 or 20s or whatever. And the things that we do when we're young, it comes back to haunt you when you're older.
That's right.
So you got bad habits when you're 20 and you continue to have bad eating. By the time you're 50, you're not eating the same. You can't eat meat anymore, or your body doesn't process food the same. That's why I really like, I'm like vegan vegetarian, I guess I'm sort of like, but I like that because it was a time where I can't eat red meat. My body just refused to have red meat. And I wasn't even a big red meat eater. But when I got on my own, I was eating the way I wanted to eat. At home, you eat what your mama cooked. But when I got out there, I was trying to be grown. I want to eat what I want to eat. And then it winds up later on into the fact to where the red meat just would not process. So I just stopped eating red meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in my 30s. I wasn't even, you know, of age, you know, of a mature age. So I'm just saying that some of the things that we do, we think we grown, we can do this and we can do that. But we have to remember that we're going to get older. And the things that we do to our body when we're young determines the kind of body we're going to have when we're older.
Yeah, you're right, Ms. J, because, boy, look here. When I was younger, you know, 17, 18, well, not 18. I was from 18 years old till 25. Well, I was in the Marine Corps, and the Vietnam War was going on, so I didn't get a chance to really do too much. You know, but when I was a teenager before 18, well, man, talk about can put down some gumbo, Tommy. Man, I used to put that down some gumbo, man, and boudin and all of that good stuff. Hog cracklings. And I can still put some down, but when I go home, because I don't eat that much of it. But you know one thing? I'd be in bad shape if I was staying in. As much as I like to eat that good high seasoning food, I'd be in bad shape, man, if I was back home. You know?
We have a lot of seasoned food here. But look at also, too, that And I agree with you totally, Ms. J. You know, a lot of it is genetic. But now, and let's say we have our parents, they're healthy, and but you know, we come along, we start growing up, and then we start eating some of these particular foods that are not healthy for us. And a lot of times, we inherit that stuff like that, you know, if our parents are definitely healthy. So yeah, I think some of it is the genetic, but some of it we cause ourselves by the things we eat.
Absolutely.
Also too, yeah. Also too. Now, and I'm just going biblically. You know, now, okay, the seed is in man, right? Okay, and let's say the man is the gardener, and the woman, she's the ground where the seed goes into. Okay, so now, a lot of times when it's genetic, it can definitely come from the father, because the father transferred the seed, or the seed comes from the father. You know, but now it can be too that the father can be healthy and plant the seed into his wife or so, but she may not be as healthy, so it can have its effects there too. So you know, it's so much stuff in there. And I'm like you, I'm not a physician, but there are some things, you know, they're pretty obvious when you do certain studies, you know. And man, you know, we just have to
true.
Be careful. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, because you know, heart disease is the number one killer for all Americans.
Oh yeah.
So heart disease kills more than cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So we really, you know, when we think about our hearts, you know, if your heart don't pump, don't nothing else work on your body.
That's right.
You know, so
that's right.
So in my perspective, I'm just saying, you know, just be considerate of not so much, you know, what you do or do not have. We know a lot of people don't have a lot of money, and I'm cool with that. But what I'm saying is that you still got to be conscious of what you do to your body. Your body's your temple.
That's right.
And if you're not honoring your temple, you can't expect it to work for you. It's just like a car. If you got a bad engine, your car ain't moving.
That's
right.
Oh,
you're so right.
So if we are... Our bodies is our temple, and it's like that. It's our automobile. So whatever we put in it and whatever we don't put in it, all that affects us if we don't put enough of the right stuff or we put enough or too much of the wrong stuff. So I'm just saying, like, we just be conscious of it. You know, like I said, eating vegetables, I know being a vegan-like food is not for everybody, but start adding more fruits and vegetables to your plate. You know, my pops and my grandmother, they're kind of elderly, and so what I always add a vegetable, of course, but I always add fruit to whatever I'm giving them. They always get an extra piece of fruit. Off the subject a little bit, but my grandmother just got out of the hospital, but they were telling me she was so healthy, and I started laughing. I'm like, really? But it's funny because they will say, you give them so much, but they got to have fruit. You know, when you get 96 and 97 and you can still do all the things you can do, you did, you know, most of the things you done when you were 30 or 40, at least you can get around, you can think clearly, you can walk, you can function. That's because you prepared your body for your future. They
That's
did
right.
that way before me.
Oh, wow.
So,
I like that,
yeah,
Ms. Jane. I like what you just said.
Body.
I'm gonna have to use that. Prepare your body for your future.
Yeah.
That is great.
Right.
I
That's
love
right.
it.
That's right, man. And boy, you
don't
know
eat
right
one. We can't trade it in when you can't get no new, can't take it back, no returns.
No,
yeah.
No. You know, we have these cars and stuff. You know, we change those engines out, but you know, when we change the heart, you know, it's artificial. You know, a lot of other stuff has to come with it. You know, when if your heart gets that bad, so yeah, we have to take care of ourselves. You know, and boy, I tell you, man. And it can be costly. It definitely is costly when we don't take care of ourselves. Also, too, man.
It'll cost you more later than it will in the process of trying to take care of yourself. Because, like John said, medicine costs a lot. Hospital costs a lot. So if you are preparing your body for your future, then those are type of bills. Like, I'm not bragging, but my grandmother's only on one medication. One medication. She's 96 years old. and everybody can't believe it. What I'm saying is that but she prepared her body. She didn't pollute it, and she wasn't rich. She was born in Arkansas, so she didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that
right.
you can do this. I don't want people to get caught up on the cost and the money. I want you to get
That's
caught
right.
up on you're worth it.
Right.
It's worth
there
it.
Is no, your body and your life is priceless. So you do
you're
what
right,
you
Ms.
can
Jay.
Do your
right.
budget.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the way I was thinking. But, you know, if you really look at it, you know, you shouldn't even much look at the cost. Because, like you say, the streets is free to walk on. You know, you don't have to go to a gym, you know, or either join the gym for you to walk around it. You can walk around the block. You know, and you see a lot of people, you know, out there, you know, walking in the morning, early in the morning. Yeah, you see them, they be walking. Matter of fact, the guy that lived next door, he's Russian. He lived next door from my house, you know, and he worked during the week, but on Saturday mornings when he off, he out there, you know, he walking. He take off and now he be gone for at least about an hour. You know, he go walk and then he come on back. I should go with him.
I hear you, man.
You know what? It keeps
I
the
keep
stress
coming.
Level down. It keeps,
yeah.
not only is
yeah,
it good for your heart, but it keeps your stress level down. A lot of times we are so busy living, trying to survive, and we're all of us are walking around with high, I saw a show that how many Americans are walking around with high blood pressure and don't even know it. You know, because
right.
we're always stressed. We're always tense. We're always in a hurry. You know, we haven't mastered patience. We haven't really mastered it is what it is. We'll talk
right.
that talk. Life, we have not mastered that. Everything is instant. If we're out without our cell phone, it's the end of the world. If our computer down, we are so distressed. We are so, we just going crazy. These are things we didn't even have 20, 30 years ago, and life was still going on. But
right,
now that
right.
people are accustomed to having all these things, we don't know how to just be. And that's going to kill
Jay.
Us.
Ms. Jay,
be.
You tell my cell phones, I know a lady right now, if you take away her cell phone, she going to think the world and end it. She can't just she will not depart from that cell phone.
Absolutely. So I'm you know, we gotta get our priorities straight. And especially as a community, we've always not really taken especially I know because my dad's an old black man too. Black men don't believe in going to the doctor. For some reason, I know some old school junk. And so we, as mothers, I know me, and I know a lot of my girlfriends, when we were raising our kids, we would take our kids to the doctor, but wouldn't even take ourselves.
Right, that's right. That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
we
that's
have
right.
to invest, that's what I mean by investing ourselves. We take care of everybody else, and this is for the ladies. We take care of everybody else. We have to learn to take care of us, too. Because by
the
time
right.
a lot of ladies figure out something wrong with them, they're up in age.
Wow.
No, and because they keep moving. And then the gentlemen, they don't want to, and the men, they don't want to go get the prostate checks. They don't want to go, you know, do the things that they need to do. I'm a man, I'm all right. I'll take a couple of aspirin, I'll keep it moving. You know, like really? Like, you got to invest in yourself, too. You know, you just being a provider is not enough. You could provide, but you're going to miss out on the big events if you're not there because you're not taking care of your heart. You're not taking care of your body. So that's what I mean by, you know, we really have to invest. Find a free clinic. Lots of free clinics. May not be the top of the line. You may not be in Beverly Hills. But if you got something wrong, go check it out. If you don't feel
that's
good,
right.
go check it out. Because that's your responsibility for yourself. Because, you know, parents, I'm just, you know, because I know a lot of parents, they take care of themselves. Caregivers are the same way. I'll take care of everybody else and don't take care of me. I'm talking to everybody
right.
who takes care of everybody else who don't take care of them. You have to make yourself a priority. And be selfish for a moment. It's not the end of the world making sure you're healthy.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
You couldn't say it. You couldn't have said it no better, Ms. J. You know.
No better.
I mean, make yourself a priority. you know, because like I know, for example, me, I don't. Sometimes I don't make myself a priority. I put everybody in front.
Well, you know, I do that pretty often myself.
You do too, huh? But you know what they
do?
I think most men do that. You know, they will take care of somebody else rather than take care of themselves.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And also too, hey, I like to say this too, because Ms. J hit it on the head. The key word is master. You know, we have to master these things. You know, we got to be master builders. You know, we have to be more concerned, like I say, about our health. You know, and so when we start eating, so when we start mastering these things, knowing that I need certain health foods to keep my body healthy, and we need to do these things. You know, and it's all about mastering how we eat. You know, mastering how we balance out, mastering how we work with our children and teach our children about these eating habits, fasting, all these things. You know, and we kind of lack that. You know, myself, I'm gonna say myself. You know, but this is what I'm gonna start working on is being a master at these things. You know, and I'm not talking about you beating nobody up. I'm talking about my personal self.
No, and you know what? Yeah, we do. And practice make perfect. You're going to have some times where you're just not going to be, you're going to get off track. Okay, get back on track. You're just human. You know, I think
right.
If we give, you know, not be so hard on ourselves. And you brought up a great point about our kids. You know, our kids usually do what they see us do more than they what we tell them to do. So, live by example, you know, throw some fruit in there. If they eventually they gonna eat that fruit, if they trade off at school, somebody else gonna eat, whatever. Eventually, when they know, okay, oh, they're gonna put this fruit here every day on this lunch, or give me a snack, I might as well go on and eat this fruit. And that's one of the things I do, like on our Afro Man Kids Space Facebook page. I give a healthy recipe snack for the parents every week, because a lot of people say, well, I can't find nothing good. So I do. I take my time to research and find great recipes for the kids, and they're easy. The kids could do them with you, or you could do them and set them up for the whole week. And that's so that they have a good snack if you're in, but while you're cooking or you just to the door, because it's important to teach it. We can't talk about it. We're not going to be about it.
You're right, Ms. J. You know, and I think that this subject here is so important about heart defects and the proper things to eat, and the proper things to serve your children if you raise it, you know, while you're raising your children, is because I'm a single parent. My son, I raised my son, okay, since he was, I think he was about 12 years old, and he came lived with me. Yeah, I did a good job of taking him, you know, keeping him out of trouble. I think, you know, I did a decent job because as he was growing up, he never went to jail, he never got in trouble, and I always did keep a leash on him. You know, if he was out there at 12 o'clock and I know that he's supposed to be home, well, I'm going to look for him and making him get in that car, and I take him home. But I did a very, very poor job in the food choice. I didn't know. You understand? I'm talking about making him eat healthy, you know, with apples and oranges and lettuce and tomatoes and stuff. I didn't really do a good job with that. I mainly cook, you know, meat and rice, maybe some string beans with no banana. You know what I'm saying? It's and I see that now is because we having this subject. You know, and what he grew up to be a big guy, you know, with fat. You know, he was big, you know, I mean, he grew up to be a fat guy. You know, now he's losing weight because he's doing it on his own now.
Right.
You know,
online.
But, you know, and I'm looking, I'm thinking as we talking, and I say, wow, if I only knew, I would have made sure I would have fed him right.
Or
you know,
him dip.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, fed him.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't do anything wrong. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. What you did was what you knew to do. And that's why I like our show, because we put stuff out there, even though, you know, we put stuff out there to make people think, you know, you can change it. You did what you knew to do at that time. So I don't think it's nothing, I don't believe it's wrong. That's why I'm just letting you and the audience know. It's not wrong. You do what you know how to do. But when you know better, you do better. And that's what your son did. He grew up and learned, wow, I need to do better. And he's a grown man, so now he's doing better. You know, I don't want anybody to knock themselves about anything they did before, because we only do what we know how to do.
That's true. You're right.
When we
learn
better,
you know, but
we do better.
I just, you know, as I'm thinking, you understand, I just sometimes, you know, as a single parent, well, then, you know, like, I'd be saying, well, wow, I wish I would have known. You know, things would have been so much better for him if I would have just known. Or not just the eating habits, but on other things, too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, if I would have known. But like you say, Ms. J, I didn't know. You know, I'm not going to beat myself up, but now he's grown on the eating thing, and he's out there, man. You know, he's going to the gym, you know, and he's losing that weight, and he's looking good.
Yeah, he's claiming his own victory, and you know, so you know, and again, like you brought up, he as he grew up, he grew into his man. He decided what kind of man he wanted to be. So you know, so this is not like. I want to be clear, we're not, like, bashing nobody about what they feed their babies, because you do what you got to do with what you got. But just, you know, try to, you like, install some ideas that, well, you know, make sure you try to get a piece of fruit at school today, baby, or whatever the case may be. They on free lunch program, you know, make sure you get that milk. Milk is important. Don't bypass that milk. You know, just, you know, whatever your situation is, try to make it work for the betterment of your health, you know, because like I said, you know, heart disease is like number one killer, and we think about, like you said, we talk about cancer, we talk about you know, black on black crime, white on black crime, you know, murders. We talk about other things that are killing us, but we don't talk about so much our bodies and how important they are for us to maintain, because we are literally killing ourselves. So we can't, like, you know, and not being, you know, over dramatic, but in a way we are, because we're not conscious. If we refuse to be conscious about what we put in our bodies or how we take care of our bodies, then we're making a conscious self choice to allow ourselves to die faster. So I'm just saying, we just got to be more conscious that we're worth it. If we're worth to pay $200 for a weed, you can go pay $200 for some vegetables. You can, you know, you buy Beyonce tickets, and no disrespect, I love B, but concert tickets, and you know, you're doing all these things. We make money, we find money to do everything else, to buy tennis shoes, to buy music. We got to find money to take care of ourselves. We find that money when we want to find it. Let's find it for ourselves.
And we find the money, Ms. J, when it's almost too late. Mm-hmm. Or too late.
Oh, not, man, you're talking, man. You're talking the truth, man, you know. Now you got to spend up all your little savings or all the money you're coming in just to try and survive now, you know. And we don't need to get to that point or anything like that. But I know one thing, because you guys said a lot, and just listening to you all, you know, hey, we're still here. We can make that change, and we can encourage other folks to make those changes too, you know. They're simple, you know. I mean, it's not much. Like Ms. J said, it doesn't cost that much. You know, we just have to be ready to make those changes. You know, sometimes we've done this for so long, you know, we make it seem like it's hard to change, you know, but you have to do it a little bit at a time. You know, you may do this today, but tomorrow you may not do it as much, and that's how we start working, you know, just start working little by little until we get those things down.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
we only We only got about maybe four.
You live in a house, you guys get your own garden. It takes, you could spend $3.24 at anywhere and get some, or to go to a store and get some seeds. I save so much money by having a garden. I know, you know, and it's therapeutic. I'm just saying, go back to old school. Grow your own stuff if you can't buy it. Grow it.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, you grow it. Man, but one thing about growing, I have a yard, Miss J, and I have a lot of shade. And, boy, man, I planted a garden because my daddy, he was a farmer. And so I had him, you know, he didn't help me, but he showed me how to do it because my father was old. But he showed me how to till my ground and all that. I did that. Then I planted tomatoes, watermelons, okra, and I had some other stuff, but I had so much shade. Well, I grew one watermelon, that was it, and then a coon ate it. But the only thing I really did get to grow in my backyard because of all the shade was my okra. Man, them okras, man, they grew 8 feet tall. I was getting okra every day. But I couldn't get anything else. Like, I had tomatoes, you know, they didn't grow because, you know, they need sunlight. I need lots of sunlight. Man,
yeah.
I got a lot of shade.
But, you know, there's kind of ways to do it. I'm just saying, if you can't afford to buy it, try to grow it. My first garden, I grew a lot of little stuff, but this second year, it's getting down. So I'm just saying, sometimes we just got to grow it. Go back old school. You know, get a community to find an old parking lot. I'm seeing that a lot out here. They're finding old parking lots or something that's not being used, and they're creating gardens, community gardens. Right. Let's go back to being a community. Let's get a community garden going. You know,
right. But we only got 3 minutes left on the show. Okay, so I'm going to ask Ms. J to close this out.
Well, I'm sorry that Mr. Shelby didn't join us, but I hope everything is well. But I am so glad we still had this conversation because it's important, and I want all of us to be around for a long time. So thank you for joining us, and thank you, Mr. Tommy. We appreciate it. And John L. Brown, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm so sorry that you guys missed Mr. Robert Shelby. You know, everyone know, well, me and Ms. J know that he does have a son that has a heart defect. And I'm just hoping that everything is well with him. And maybe we can get him on a show later on, you know.
Yeah, I think.
But something must have happened, you know, for him not to call in, okay, because he's been trying to get on this show. So I'm just hoping that everything is all right with him. And thank you, Tommy, for joining us, and thank everybody for calling in. And that's basically what I have to say, and back to you, Ms. J.
I hope everybody learned a little bit of something, and I hope it was still a great time for you. It was a great time for me. I like to talk about subjects. We have to do this more often, when we just pick a subject and talk about it, because, you know, that's knowledge. And the more we learn about what we need to do, like you said, you didn't know. Once you learn, you can do better. So, you know, I'm really glad we had this conversation. So thank you guys for joining us. Hope it was a blessing for you. It was a blessing for us. And good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you all. Good night.